Mesechtas Bikurim, Per Gimel, Mishnah Hay. The Mishnah has continued discussing the process of the bringing of the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Hay. Hagezalis Shalgabi Hasalim Hayu Elis. The young birds that were around the baskets, they would tie decorative birds around the baskets of Bikurim. Those birds went to become carbon Elis. They were brought as a Ela carbon. Umasha Biyadam. And what was in the hands of the people that were coming, Nesim LaKehanim, they would give to the Kehanim. There are two different understandings what this is referring to, what was in the hands of the people coming. Either it's the Bikurim, or it's other birds. There were birds tied on the basket, and then there were other birds in their hands that were given to the Kehanim. Mishnah Vav brings a machlekes regarding the order of the different psukim that were said by the person bringing Bikurim. The psukim in the Torah describe in Parshas Kisavi, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. Pasuk Gimel and Hey are phrases that were said by the person who brought the Bikurim. The psukim go as follows. Pasuk Gimel says, V'amarte ilav higalati ayayim l'Hashem l'aykacha, kivasi al aretz asher nishba, Hashem l'aviseinu. The person says, I'm declaring before Hashem that I've come to the land that Hashem promised to give to our forefathers, that He's going to give to us. That's the land of Eretz Yisrael. Then on Pasuk Dalet it says, V'lokach ha-kain atanam yadecha, the kain will take the basket from your hand, v'nichil lefnei mizbach Hashem alekecha, and He's going to put it by the mizbeach. And then the next Pasuk Hey says, Vanisa Vamarta, he should then answer and say back again, Lefnei Hashem Alekecha, Arami Evidavi, he says the whole passage about the history, all the way back from Arami, who tried to destroy us, and we went down to Mitzrayim, and he gave us this land and the fruit. In between the two different phrases that are spoken out, it mentions that the Kain takes the basket, and there's Machlekes, if when the person bringing the Bikurim, does he interrupt for the Kayan to take the basket from him in between these two passages, or does he read straight? So the Mishnah goes as follows. Mishnah Vav. Aideyu asal al ksefei, while the basket's still on his shoulder, kayreim, the person bringing it should call out these psukim, may he gadati hayayim l'Hashem alaykecha, from the pasuk, this is pasuk gimel, that I declare before you Hashem, our God. He says, from there, ad shegemer kol parsha, until he completes the whole parsha, all the way through Pasuk Hey, and he finishes the entire thing without any interruption. Rabbi Yehuda says that he should read Ad Arami Evidavi until the point of Arami Evidavi, that's up until Pasuk Hey, and then he yell Arami Evidavi. When he gets to that point in the passage, Merid Hasalmi Al Ksefei, he should lower the basket from his shoulder. Va'eisei B'sveisav, he holds on to the rim of the basket. The Kain then puts his hand underneath the basket. And this is fulfilling what the Pasuk says, V'lokach ha-Kain, hatanam yadecha, that the Kain is now taking the basket from his hands. U'meinifei, then they wave it. They wave the basket together. Then, V'kari me'aramet eved avi, achu gremer kol parsha. Only then the owner continues the rest of the passages from Arami eved avi through the rest of the passages, after the Kain has already received the basket in middle. Then they continue with the process, Umenichei b'tzad ha-mizbeach. The basket's then put down at the side of the mizbeach. This is the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. V'hishtachava, the owner bows down, V'yatza, and he leaves the Azara.